Well, good morning, everyone. We are now headed into week 9. And man, welcome to my co-host, Jed Lam, to NFL Fantasy Matchup. Jed, how are you this morning?
Good. Good morning. Good to see you, Tommy.
All right, Jed, let me ask you a quick question. Was your TV on to CNN, MSNBC, or election coverage, or was it on to the Green Bay San Francisco game?
Actually, my wife and I finished The Queen's Gambit last night on Netflix, and so really, really good show. So neither. I did have my apps on for just updates for both of those.
Good. Now, highly recommend The Queen's Gambit. Is that
yes,
something you
highly recommend it. It's a show about chess. It's a fictional story, but excellent story. It's a limited series. I really liked it. Highly recommend it.
Netflix, right?
Netflix, yep.
Okay. Have you seen The Mandalorian?
Oh, I'm so tempted to buy Disney Plus just to get that. And actually, we probably will end up doing it. I've been holding out, but I've heard great things.
Really? Okay. Because it's been sitting there. I haven't watched season one. I know just season two started. And now sometimes the Star Wars storylines could drag a little bit. That's why I wasn't looking forward to watching it.
Well, and what I heard is that the reason people really like it is it kind of goes away from the typical Star Wars format.
Got it.
And that's why people like it. So it sounds good. I mean, personally, I think I would try it.
Yeah. Hey, as we head into week 9, a couple of games that I want to look at first. But before that, I want to look at news and notes. But the one thing in terms of yesterday's game, did you see how I called Richie James?
No, I do not remember you calling Richie James.
Who in the world was Richie James yesterday? Wow, that was crazy. He was the only one that did something. 9 catches, 184 yards, and 1 touchdown. Was he on the practice squad with Nick Mullins or backup? I don't know what was going on there.
Yeah, you know, when I saw the news, it wiped out their wide receiver core. I went and looked at the roster, but it was just a guess to figure out who would be the recipient. And with Nick Mullins, you just didn't know how he would play. Mullins played pretty decently, and man, I think Richie James probably is the number one waiver pickup now immediately because that was a huge game for him.
But even with Ayuk and all those guys, you think he's still going to be a high pickup?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good call. You know, those guys should be back, and so there should be a breakdown there. But, you know, still, it was pretty impressive. You just got to see, because Samuels is out still with his injury.
Yep.
Ayuk should come back, but, you know, again, monitor closely. But, man, what a nice we should look to see if anyone actually had him started in the Yahoo leagues. That would be interesting.
Hey, I bet you the biggest disappointment for both you and I, Hasty.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought Hasty was really going to play out here. I was just, you know, I think we got 2 or 3 points out of him. They went back to, Jerick McKinnon. So maybe McKinnon is back healthy again. He looked good. I did catch a couple of his highlights, and he looked pretty good out there. So McKinnon actually might be on your waiver wire. Some people might have dropped him after last week.
12 rushes, 52 yards, but 1 touchdown. And for me, another disappointment that I started was Jordan Reed over Mike Gesicki, because I thought, okay, they have no players. They're probably going to end up throwing it to Jordan Reed. But boy, was that a disappointment.
Yeah, I was surprised there. I think Reed possibly maybe still coming back from that injury is not fully healed. So I actually have Reed on a couple benches. I didn't start him, but I want to see how he does next week, because I think the volume could increase.
I got to admit, Jed, dummy me has dropped TJ Hockenson on many of my leagues. Because I picked up George Kittle I traded for George Kittle. And also I was banking on Gesicki and Tonyan doing really well.
Yeah, I had Tonyan in one league too. And he is as great as Green Bay played. He didn't get really much. Hockenson is a great one. I especially like, you know, this matchup this weekend with Minnesota. Although we were just talking about with Matt Stafford, you know, on the COVID list, you got to watch closely. Because if he's not playing, then you got to downgrade all of the pass catchers in Detroit.
And Galladay, with his hip injury, will probably be at least out by 1 game as well, too.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's a close one. I mean, Marvin Hall for me to take the place of Kenny Galladay, that's kind of one of my sleeper picks for this weekend. I really feel like if Stafford is playing, I think Marvin Hall could have a big game against Minnesota. Minnesota has lost 4 cornerbacks to injuries this season, so they're really down.
Yeah. Hey, in the Green Bay game, I would probably say Aaron Jones, 15 carries, 58 yards. Aaron Rodgers, 4 touchdowns. But the key ones, Davante Adams, 10 catches, 173 yards, 1 touchdown. He did well last night. He was always getting open yesterday, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's clearly, you know, back from injury, looks really good. He declared himself the best wide receiver in the NFL after the game. And you know what? It's hard to argue after that performance. Looked great. Rodgers looked really sharp. It was a nice bounce back game for Green Bay, and they looked really strong.
Hey, speaking of who we thought the other best wide receiver, Michael Thomas, it seems like he's coming back this week.
Yeah, I'm really, that's a really interesting one in New Orleans with Drew Brees. You know, I was tempted, you know, they're playing Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay is a 4-point favorite, and tempted to pick New Orleans there as an upset pick. But, you know, it's just hard to think of, you know, how's Thomas going to do? I'm just really not sure.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, a couple of news and notes. Andy Dalton was placed on the COVID list, out for week 9. Ben DiNucci could be benched for Cooper Rush. They're playing the Steelers. Are you playing anyone on Dallas?
No, I'm not playing anyone. That is the biggest, I think that's the biggest spread this weekend. It's a 14-point spread. The Steelers are huge favorites. And no, I think even Ezekiel Elliott, I think, is maybe the only one you'd consider and just hoping to get some goal line carries. But that offense is not going to go anywhere. The Steelers defense is a tough D as well. If you have the Steelers defense, great weekend to play.
Yep.
So no, I'm pretty much benching all my Cowboys.
And you're probably making sure that James Conner is going to just completely carry your team this week.
Yeah, I think the tricky one is, again, with the Steelers, which of the pass catchers is going to move?
Yeah.
You know, is it going to be Claypool? Is it going to be Juju Smith-Schuster? So we'll have to see, you know, who emerges. I think Claypool is not a bad play this weekend.
Yeah.
I could see them getting him involved quite a bit. And so expect the Steelers to put up some big points.
I will probably say Eric Ebron is probably a good play as well, too, this week, too. He'll probably catch you at least a touchdown, get 59 yards right there.
Yeah, not a bad consideration. Again, I expect the Steelers to just really dominate.
Yeah. Antonio Brown officially activated from the suspension list. I look, we've talked about Godwin. We've talked about Evans. Who are you starting, Antonio Brown or Scotty Miller?
You know, I like Antonio Brown a lot in this game because I think that I think Tom Brady has an incentive to make Antonio Brown look good. He's the one that really pushed for him. And so I think he's going to look his way and look his way often. And all the reports out of training camp is that Antonio Brown has looked great. And so I'm expecting him to be the true number two there, you know, and just see how that plan pans out.
Yeah. They're playing the Saints in a Sunday night football game, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's a big game. Tampa Bay versus the Saints should be high scoring. So again, a good game to, you know, get some action in. If you've got those players, I expect a lot of fireworks there.
Christian McCaffrey practiced this week and he will start and will play in this Sunday's game. Now at the same time, forget Christian McCaffrey. You're going to start him all day. Are you even playing Mike Davis at all this week?
Yeah, that's the question. Everyone's wondering if Davis is still going to be involved. You would think it would make sense for them to include both of them in the backfield. Personally, I'm not banking on that. I'm sitting Davis. But, you know, in all the leagues that I have Davis, I also have McCaffrey. So I have them hooked together. So I'm playing McCaffrey, not counting on Davis. I will say in that game, the Chiefs are 10.5-point favorites. I like Carolina to keep it closer than that. So I think Carolina is going to beat the spread. I think it'll be a close game. I think Carolina is better than people think. And could keep this one close.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, just to let you guys know that the Eagles have a bye, the Rams have a bye, the Browns and the Bengals have a bye. And so if you have a Joe Mixon, if you have a Kareem Hunt, if you have a Devery Henderson, Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, Mike Davis might not be a bad play.
Yeah, I think Mike Davis is someone to consider. You know, there are certainly a couple others. My big one, I think, for this weekend is Damian Harris versus the Jets. So New England versus Jets, I think Harris could be a good running back pickup. But yeah, with four teams on the bye, you always have to stretch down a little bit.
And the key thing that you and I have always talked about is you've got to look at matchups. And it seems like whoever plays the Jets, whoever plays the Cowboys, you're going to sit there and take a closer look at them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm surprised the Patriots are only 7-point favorites against the Jets. Just kind of shows you how bad the Patriots have been this year. But again, I expect them to dominate. You know, we'll see. But I would expect Harris, hopefully they start to feed him the ball more. I think he only got 8 or 9 carries last game. So I'm hoping he gets double-digit carries this game.
Especially since really your only wide receiver right now is Kenneal Harry over at the Patriots. Other than that, there really isn't anyone to catch the balls.
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't make a trade, you know, or a move. I mean, they signed, Isaiah Ford out of Miami. I think that was their only move. So maybe he'll get involved this weekend, but that's not someone I would play. I would just maybe watch that and see how it goes. But you know, it's got to be about the rushing game in New England, in my opinion.
Yeah, Chris Carson will not attest his injury until Friday. It looks like it's going to be a game day decision. It may be DJ Dallas once again on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm really regretting I didn't jump on, you know, that I took Hasty over DJ Dallas, because it looks like Dallas is going to get another second start. And if he does, you know, against the Bills, that's a little bit of a tough matchup, you know, but the Bills have been on the downswing. I'm expecting the Seahawks to win that game. They're only 3-point favorites. I think it'll actually, they'll do better than that. And so DJ Dallas should be able to get some good production in there.
Myles Gaskin, MCL sprain, headed to IR, will miss at least the next three games. Are you interested at all at Breida or Jordan Howard?
Yeah, Breida is the one I think to consider between those two. And again, depending on your running back situation, you know, if you are hurting, I think he is someone that you could look at. Personally, I haven't picked him up on any teams, but it's definitely someone you could consider.
But don't be surprised that Breida starts and he gets injured by the second half. I mean, that always happens.
Yeah, and also, you know, Tua, I mean, Tua, the jury's still out on Tua. You know, I think last week was not a great game. And from what we're hearing this season, I was reading that really Miami is giving him a tryout. And if he doesn't do well, they could just basically drop him and draft a quarterback for next season, kind of like the Arizona Cardinals did, where they had a number one pick and then got rid of him and then with Kyler Murray. So I think Tua, we have to see, because last week wasn't a great start for him.
Yeah. Hey, but don't be surprised if you see a line from Jordan Howard, 5 carries, 9 yards, 2 touchdowns. I would not be surprised.
Yeah, getting those touchdown carries, he definitely excels there. That's the hard thing. You know, it's just when Breida's in there, you know, he's not in there for the red zone. That makes it tough.
Yeah, Chris Godwin will practice Thursday, but yet at the same time, his status for the game is still unknown. J.K. Dobbins' role will continue to evolve as the season goes, according to Ravens offensive coordinator Greg Roman. I'm excited. You got to let J.K. Dobbins run. Forget Mark Ingram. J.K. Dobbins has done really, really well when given the chance.
Yeah, totally agree. I think Dobbins is the real deal. The key question is really Edwards. I think Mark Ingram is still out. Edwards has been eating into a share, and he's been playing well, but I'm hoping that the timeshare of carries leans a little bit more to Dobbins this week, because I think he could have a great second half of the season.
Dobbins has season-high 67% of the snaps, rushed for 113 yards. Yeah, that was very, very good.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say in this game, the Ravens are 2-point favorites against the Colts. The Ravens have not been playing well. I would not be surprised if the Colts pull off an upset here. You got Colts coming off that great game last week where Phillip Rivers had 5 touchdown passes. Let's just see how this plays out. I know the Ravens have a good D, but the Colts could keep this one close.
And I would say Lamar Jackson, especially he's played in the last few weeks in the struggles with the wide receivers and the tight end, is no longer an every week play. Same thing with Josh Allen. Like, Jimmy has him benched and playing Justin Herbert. I think it's a great call.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think, again, you just have to – you can't let people's draft status dictate who you start.
Not right now. Yes.
Especially in the second half of the season, you got to let go of those original evaluations. And I agree with you. Lamar Jackson is no longer a lock for an every-week starter. Now, you have to have a good option. Yeah. I think Justin Herbert is a great option. But short of that, you know, I don't think you can say he's a lock every-week starter.
Like Josh Allen, I benched him in favor of Justin Herbert. Same thing with, I mean, Lamar Jackson. You cannot, and so in some certain cases, you're playing T. Higgins over a Kenyon Drake or something like that, because you can't care about the draft status, like you said.
You know, I've really been struggling with just dropping Kenyon Drake, because I've picked up Chase Edmonds in so many leagues now that I've been thinking about just dropping Drake, because I really think his value is not going to be there, you know, going forward.
Yeah. Calvin Ridley, not seen at Thursday's practice, probably will not play this week. It looks like Julio Jones is going to be all in again.
Yeah, and you know, Julio's having a good season. We've always talked about his struggles with, you know, getting touchdowns, and he's definitely starting to improve in that area. And if he's the sole focus, definitely a lot of upside there.
Well, look, don't you think it all started when Dan O'Brien was fired?
Yes, exactly. That does make a difference. I mean, the Houston Texans are a perfect example. Look at the Texans offense. I mean, they are just blowing up now. And so it just shows you the coaches really do make a difference.
Yeah. Hey, Jordan Wilkins, a full participant in Thursday's walkthrough. Are you looking to pick up Jordan Wilkins if he's still sitting on waiver wire? Are you even playing him?
I'm personally not playing him, but I agree that could be a good waiver wire pickup and stash. You know, a lot of times what I like to do is pick these guys up off the waiver wire, wait on them for 1 week, see how they do, and then consider putting them in. So someone to keep on your radar screen for sure.
And of course, I left the news, the last great news of the day out. Mitchell Trubisky hurt his shoulder on the one play that he played in last week's game. The Bears just cannot get it figured out.
Yeah, I was telling you, though, personally, I'm okay with that. I'll take bad Foles over good Trubisky. You know, I think we got to just stick with Foles, and hopefully the offense will get things turned around this week. But it's a tough matchup with the Titans, so we'll see.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes. I would not be surprised if they come out there losing three straight games.
Well, you know what? Tennessee lost last week, so they're going to be angry. And so I have a feeling it's going to be a really tough game. Chicago's 6.5-point favorites. I think that's probably about
Chicago's 6.5-point favorite?
I mean, 6.5-point underdogs.
Got it.
Yeah, underdogs. So I think that's probably about right. And like you said, I could see the Tennessee even beating that.
I would not be surprised to see A.J. Brown just going off and having a great game this week.
Yeah, exactly. Both him and Derrick Henry. I mean, I expect Tennessee off. Well, you know, the Bears defense has been tough, though. I mean, we have really been keeping players down and the offensive production down. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, where Tennessee flexes.
Yeah, got it. Hey, what I know you love picking games of the week. What's your game of the week this week?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned, I think I'm going back to the Colts. I think the Colts maybe can pull off this upset against the Ravens. I just don't believe in the Ravens. I think their record is better than what they really are. They've been struggling. So I think the Colts is one of the underdogs I'm looking at. And then the other one is the Panthers versus the Chiefs. You know, they may not win, but I think they're going to beat that cover, which is 10.5 points. And so those are the two big ones. The other interesting one is the Chargers versus the Raiders, which is an even matchup. I like Justin Herbert to finally get a win there against the Raiders. And so I think the Chargers would be my other pick for the week.
Also, did you notice that the Raiders were fined $150,000 and lost a draft pick because John Gruden can't seem to behave?
He can't keep his mask on. Yeah, that was a shock, really. But, you know, I think the NFL had to come down heavy and make people serious. You know, we've been fortunate through the first half of the season, a little bit of rescheduling, but really no games that have been just completely canceled or eliminated. And in order to finish out the season, I think they had to make an example out of the Raiders. So losing a 6th-round pick, that's a big deal. You know, 6th-round picks are important trade capital.
And in some sense, look, David Carr has been doing pretty well. Dustin Waller is his same usual self. Josh Jacobs did a great game last week. But I expect the Chargers to pull out on this one. They have been playing well. And Herbert and Keenan Allen, everyone, they are doing well right now. Mike Williams is doing well right now.
Yeah, the passing game, the Chargers passing game has been excellent. Herbert really, it reminds me of Joe Burrow. You know, Herbert's been playing well. They just haven't been able to get quite enough to win games. So I'm expecting him to push through, you know, if not this weekend, then next.
Hey, look, I'm not sure about you, but if you had to redraft again, Herbert probably is a better quarterback than Burrow's is.
Yeah, and he is the leader for the rookie of the year in the offensive side. And so, you know, I agree with you. If you've got a dynasty league, Herbert is a great guy to put your money into.
Yeah. Hey, if you could pick a game between the Saints and the Buccaneers, the Sunday night game, who are you picking?
Oh, that's a really tough one. The Buccaneers are 4-point favorites against the Saints. I really want to pick the Saints, but I just don't know how that offense is going to look, even with Thomas back. And you know what? I honestly just don't trust Breeze. I feel like Breeze is really, there's been a drop off this year. So I think I'm going to have to go with the Bucs. I feel like they're a more complete team. But in their defense, I think I trust more than the Saints.
In the Monday night game, Jed, wow, what a snoozer. Patriots against Jets, 2-5 Patriots against 0-8 Jets. Wow, it's going to be boring.
Yeah, I'm sure they wish they could flex out of that one, but agree with you, probably won't have that one on.
Wow. Wow. Hey, in terms of sleepers, who are you looking at sleepers? Who are you thinking that's going to
be? Yeah, so one I'll mention is that a couple of sites have mentioned is Drew Lock, the quarterback in Denver, playing against the Atlanta Falcons. He had a really great game last week, you know, to beat the Chargers and actually had matched Joe Herbert. And so, you know, I think Drew Lock could be a sleeper pick for this weekend. I expect a lot of high points, scoring points there with the Atlanta Falcons. So that's one that I'm looking at. I mentioned Marvin Hall as well. If Stafford is playing, I think Marvin Hall is a potential sleeper. And then Mecole Hardman, Chiefs. You know, he's been, I think he scored touchdowns in three straight games now. So that's another sleeper that I'd look at.
Yeah, Mecole Hardman, he seems the frustration with Mecole Hardman was he was so inconsistent, but man, he's been coming on lately more consistently in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I feel like he does well in the games that are like either blowouts or really high scoring. When it gets tight is when I feel like Mecole Hardman kind of disappears, because then you know, Mahomes locks in on either Kelce or Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Hey, my sleeper, I'm not sure if it's a sleeper, Jed, is Chase Edmonds of the Cardinals is not going to be giving his starting job back to Kenyon Drake. He is going to do well, and he's going to run and run and catch. This guy is going to be good, and we're going to sit there and say, we found our new starting running back for the Arizona Cardinals.
I like that one a lot. You know, I think the Cardinals really have proven, I mean, two huge wins, and expect them to put up big points in this game. I like that.
Got it. Give me 1 minute. I had to decline a phone call here. Another one here that I would like, a 6-1 Seahawks against the 6-2 Bills. DJ Dallas, if Chris Carson does not start, you got to put him in your lineup.
Yeah, that's a great sleeper for the week as well. Given, you know, it does look like both Carson and Carlos Hyde are going to be either limited or out. And so I like DJ Dallas. He proved himself last week. And the Seahawks, only 3-point favorites. I expect them to do more damage to the Bills. And so I think there should be a lot of points there.
Got it. What about Buss? Who do you think is not going to do well this week?
That's an interesting one. Well, I'll go back to the Ravens. We've talked about the receiving core there. I think Mark Andrews and Marquise Brown, you know, I think you got to be concerned. Doesn't feel like there's a lot of points there to be had. And, you know, we've talked about the Cowboys. I think that's another one, obviously, sitting all of your Cowboys. You know what? I'll go back to let's go to the Texans versus the Jags.
Yeah.
I like the Texans. The offense, they're 7-point favorites. I like them to have a lot of points this weekend. And so, you know, I think Will Fuller, you can be starting him. And even David Johnson has been playing well the last 2 weeks. I think David Johnson is someone you can look at is starting to pick up there with that offensive production. But on the flip side, the Jags, DJ Chark, I think you got to consider benching those guys.
Yeah. Now, James Robinson is probably the only one that you're going to start. But with the backup quarterback in there and Mike Lennon as their backup to the backup, there's no one you're starting.
Yeah, exactly. I think the Jags are in trouble in this one. Houston is on the up and up. You know, I think David Johnson, we talked about how he was a big bust kind of early on. But he's been coming on lately, and I'm starting to put him back into my lineups.
Hey, what about Brandon Cooks? Would you start Brandon Cooks this week at all?
You know, in this game, I think that's not a bad consideration. Cooks has definitely picked up on his volume. I think he had 8 catches, I think, the last game. And so he's seeing a significant amount of targets. And so I think that's actually a pretty good potential sleeper.
Hey, the Bills are playing the Seahawks as well, too. Are you expecting a good game from Josh Allen, or you're going to expect him to continue to struggle?
You know, I expect the Seahawks to win and to win big, but because there's going to be a lot of points, I think Allen could put up some points. And we know that Seahawks defense has not been what it has been in the past. And, you know, with his running ability and the throwing as well, he could still get some fantasy points this weekend.
But beyond the lookout, wouldn't you say a lot of times, not as much Singletary as much as Zach Moss? They are splitting carries, but Moss is getting the red zone targets, and that's very, very important.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, that of these two running backs, I think Moss is the one to own. And so if he's on your waiver wires by any chance, I think Zach Moss is one to go and pick up. And again, like I said, I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. In fact, I think the over-under on this might be the highest for the weekend. And so if you've got Moss, you can usually bank on at least one touchdown carry in there.
Got it. Hey, the one game that we haven't really talked about, Giants and Washington team, the 1-7 Giants against the 2-5 Washington team. Are there any players that you like who's playing on either games?
That's a good one. The reason we haven't talked about it is I don't want to watch that game. You know, Daniel Jones has been really struggling. I don't think he can look his way. You know, Antonio Gibson, I mean, we've talked about him before. Yeah. Maybe, you know, I really wasn't expecting any players off of either of those teams.
And then Gibson, I just haven't heard from in the last couple of weeks. He had that one great game and then quiet for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I just haven't even been when it comes to bad teams, and this is a bias that I have, but I know there's a lot of points in the, you know, garbage time for fantasy points, but I just don't like banking on those. And so I honestly try to lean away from the top of the bottom five teams.
Oh my gosh. It just looks like a boring game. I mean, between the Giants and the Washington team, the Lions and the Vikings, I bet you Dalvin Cook is just going to continue to run. If they can't stop Dalvin Cook.
See, I'm hoping that'll be high scoring. I'm hoping you're right. Cook gets a lot of points, but I'm hoping Detroit has to come back, throw the ball a lot, so there'll be a lot of points there to be had. You know, maybe for the Washington-New York game, maybe the field goal kickers. I mean, sometimes in those bad games, those guys can get you some points.
Yeah. Hey, let's go through matchups real fast as we wrap up here.
Sure.
All right. If you had to look at, Jed, I'm looking at you. You gave me a list. Justin Jefferson versus Antonio Brown. Really?
Oh, yeah, you're taking Justin Jefferson, right?
Yes, why? What's your argument for Antonio Brown?
Well, I think Brown, like I said, I think he's going to be featured. So I think that's a big one. And, you know, Justin Jefferson versus, you know, I think just like last weekend, they highlighted Dalvin Cook. Jefferson didn't get much. And so if the running game gets going, you just worry that they're not going to focus a lot and take the ball, you know, out of Kirk's hands. And I think that could happen again.
But wouldn't you say a lot of times my argument against it, Antonio Brown has not played a snap in a long time. Really, the last year was the only time he had a snap, but that was in preseason.
Yeah, that's true. It's definitely still a roll of the dice. I agree. Jefferson is probably the safer pick. But I don't know. I just got a feeling about Brown. I think, you know, he's staying over at Tom Brady's house. These guys are close. You know, I think Brady's going to want to light him up this weekend. I don't know. That's just a feeling I have.
And I will say, you're right, in terms of Dalvin Cook will run all day. If Matthew Stafford does not start, Kenny Galladay is out, they're going to be running all day.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll have to just see. You know, it's a tough call. I like Jefferson a lot. You know, I've said in the past, I thought he was getting to that kind of every week lock starter position. But last weekend really kind of spooked me. You know, he didn't get a lot. There was just not a lot of volume at all in the passing game. So I think that concerned me.
Who are you looking at out of the three running backs, J.K. Dobbins, David Johnson, or Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, that's a really good one. You know, we talked about Dobbins and how he's on the up and up. I think he has the highest ceiling of any of those three. David Johnson is probably the safest pick. Of those three, I expect points there. Jonathan Taylor, man, it'll be interesting to see if he has a bounce back because he got outplayed last weekend. And so we'll see if he has a bounce back. They talked about just going with the hot hand. So of those three, you know, I think I actually might lean to David Johnson. I think Johnson could have a good weekend this Sunday.
Especially if you look at pure matchups alone, they're playing the 1-6 Jaguars versus the Ravens are playing Darius Leonard, who is back against the 5-2 Colts.
Yeah, that's an interesting call with Darius Leonard back. You're right. So it could be a little bit of a struggle on the ground.
Yeah, Marvin Hall versus Christian Kirk. Who are you picking?
Oh, that's a tough one, right? I like Marvin Hall because he's going to be number one. So let's assume that Stafford is playing. So if we assume that Stafford is playing, Hall is the clear number one there. Christian Kirk, though, has had three straight weeks of touchdowns, has looked great. As we talked about the Arizona offense, you know, I'm going to, again, as long as Stafford is playing, I'm going to go with Hall over Kirk.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I totally agree. And I like a Marvin Hall, especially Matthew Stafford. Christian Kirk a lot of times is, but at the same time, look, Hopkins continues to be the number one. Christian Kirk cannot have a four straight touchdown.
I don't know, man. That offense has been looking really good, and he's running those outside fly routes and just getting, you know, flying by people. So you never know.
Hey, here's the one that I'm struggling with. Will Fuller or Brandon Cooks?
Oh, I think Will Fuller.
You think so?
Yeah, he's been the clear number one there. You know, and, you know, Cooks has been coming on, though. I think they almost split targets last week. But I would still stick with Fuller. As we talked about with the Jags, I think they're going to be passing a lot in that game.
Got it. Drew Brees or Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, I have this one on because I'm actually trying to decide this on a team. As I mentioned, I feel like Drew Brees is really kind of on the downside. And Big Ben, you'd expect with that offensive production that he could get some points there. So, you know, I'm really struggling with this one. Mike Thomas is coming back, which wants me to lean towards Drew Brees. But, you know, again, the Steelers are playing the Cowboys, so I think they're going to crush them. So I think I'm going to go with Big Ben on this one.
You think so? Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, they are playing against the Cowboys, so I think they're going to do really, really well on that one.
Yeah, but, you know, Drew Brees, once he gets Michael Thomas back, he could turn into old Drew Brees, so we'll have to see.
Yeah. Hey, here's another one I'm struggling with. DeAndre Swift or David Montgomery?
Ooh, I think DeAndre Swift has a better likelihood to get some points. So, you know, Chicago's playing the Titans. That's going to be a tough game, you know, for them. So I think Minnesota, there could be more points there for Detroit playing up against them. So I think I'd go with Swift.
Got it. Also, are you going to do Marquise Brown, wide receiver of the Baltimore Ravens, or would you do David Johnson?
David Johnson, you know, we talked about the Ravens passing game. I think you got to wait for them to prove it. And really, if anyone's going to catch anything, I'm expecting Andrews to get the catches. Although we'll say this, Marquise Brown has complained about his volume.
Yeah.
And a lot of times these wide receivers, when they complain, you see the quarterbacks go to them a little bit more. So maybe don't be surprised if Marquise Brown gets a few more attempts this weekend.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson has to get it going. We saw Patrick Mahomes had a couple of quiet weeks, and yet last week he just exploded. I'm hoping the same thing will happen with Lamar Jackson. He'll get back on track.
You know, it's possible. I mean, the Colts have been up and down all week, and that's why I think this is a really tough game to call. Yeah. I could see the Ravens blowing out the Colts too, so we'll just have to see.
The one thing I will say, by the offseason, we're going to see a lot of quarterback changes. We may see one in Chicago. We may see Ryan Fitzpatrick on the move. Jacksonville is going to be looking for a quarterback. There's going to be a lot of people. Washington team maybe looking for a new quarterback. Man, everyone's going to be changing. Baker Mayfield maybe now be out over at Cleveland as well, too.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I think the success of some of the rookie quarterbacks has got people talking again that, you know, maybe this is – because traditionally these rookie quarterbacks could not – you look at Peyton Manning came into the league, was terrible his first year. Troy Aikman was terrible his first year. But it seems like nowadays they're so much more prepared. They can come in like a Justin Herbert, a Joe Burrow, and just right away have production. So I think it's making people think twice.
Yeah. Like, look at Detroit. They may move on from Matthew Stafford. There's a good chance. And then if you look at Indianapolis, they probably will move on from Phillip Rivers as well, too.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. If Rivers can get on a little run here, you know, that might change their minds a little bit, but we'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, Jed, thank you very much. I know you have work events. You have a wine tasting. What else do you have going on today?
Yeah, my team is doing a virtual wine tasting this afternoon, so looking forward to that. I know you've got big 24 hours of programming going on as well, so we'll be hoping you survive through that.
Yep, I got to run and take care of our 24-hour event. And as we're talking today, I have all these different texts that I have not been paying attention to. Hey, for more information and to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, go to fantasymatchup.nfl. That's fantasymatchup.nfl. But more so importantly, can you please go to wherever you listen to your podcast and just put 5 stars? You don't have to listen. You don't have to just pay attention for the first few minutes and do us a favor and just like it, because that will really, really help us out. And you and I will see each other Tuesday right after the Monday Night Football game.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Well, hopefully by then we'll have a new president, but maybe not.
Yeah, we'll see. Probably it's going to take a while before they finalize things, but we'll see.
Have a good weekend.
You too.